You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in the Queen City, competing in the 16th annual Cincinnati Cornhole Championship, where bag jockeys from abroad gather to compete for the world title in the city of its origin. Shellac was a key material for record production in the 40s and was heavily rationed during the war. This forced major labels to focus on pressing records that were assured purchase, namely by white upper-middle-class folks. This created a void to which the race markets fell. As the war and rationing ended, the influx of Southern blacks to the North, now with factory money in their pockets, coupled with entrepreneurial businessmen hearing the demand for music the majors ignored, gave rise to hosts of independent record companies in the 40s and 50s, but only one was fit to wear a crown. Founded by a corpulent, severely myopic record store owner, his desire to control every aspect in the making of a record briefly skyrocketed his label to major status by 1960. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's take a sonic ride down I-74 to Cincinnati and explore the music of the King label. We'll listen to the music from one of the greatest artist rosters in rock and rhythm, and we'll even hear from King founder Sid Nathan himself.
I was a retailer selling records in a location that nobody could sell a record in. There so happens to be several people there who were knew of the of Sid's record shop and where it was located, and it was like just trying to sell grand pianos out in the desert. But we'd done business because we knew how to do business. The King Record Company was started there.
The legend of Dan goes way back to minstrel shows of the 19th century. And, like the devil he was, Dan went by many names. Dancing Dan, Hustlin' Dan, Dan Tucker, Dapper Dan, Dan the Backdoor Man, Jim Dandy, and for our story, Lovin' Dan. So what was the stern, Juilliard-trained, boyish-looking Billy Ward thinking when his dominoes did the deed with Dan? Hard to say, but the results were 1951's biggest R&B hit, the first sexually explicit black record to hit the Lily White pop charts, and it would establish King Records as the king of the dirty blues, with Bill Brown as Dan, 60 Minute Man.
Some kissing, then you holler, please don't stop.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes teasing, and 50 minutes squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your old man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I'll rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60 minute man.
Don't stop.
There'll be 50 minutes of teasing, and 50 minutes of squeezing, and 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your old man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan. I rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm 60 Minute Man, oh yeah. 60 Minute Man.
I think Mr. Kessel had the pleasure of being with me the night that we contacted the great Mr. Blues Winoni Harris in a backstreet, dingy hotel in Harlem. And when we knocked on the door, he says, come in, and there were three gals in the room with him.
How were they?
Nigga.
From 1946 to 1952, Winoni Harris had an unparalleled string of hits. Most notably, his definitive take of Roy Brown's 1947, Good Rockin' Tonight.
I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight.
Musicologists point to it as the first rock and roll song, but I'd categorize it as the song that catalyzed the use of the word rockin' over the next decade. Nearly all of Harris's music was ribald and humorous, and with the proliferation of vending machines in the early 50s, Winoni's ode to one that functioned like an inflatable date was his hardest rockin', 1952's Lovin' Machine.
Show you what I mean. Well, I just got wise and built me a loving machine. Well, you put a nickel in a slot, you hear some buzzing, kisses while they're hot, 5 cents a dozen, up to my house. I've got something you've never seen. Well, I got hip to the tip and built me a loving machine. Well, you pull your lever on the right, two arms jump out, wrap all around you and make you scream and shout. Up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. I've just built me a brand new loving machine. Drop a nickel in. Up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. I got wise to myself and built me a loving machine. Well, it will love you all day. If you feel run down, you don't have to worry. Run all over town. When my machine finishes, that ain't all. Out comes a bottle of Hattie-Call. Up to my house, try my loving machine. Well, after 24 hours, you know just what I mean.
Myron Tiny Bradshaw was by all means not a tiny man. A veteran of the outdated big band scene, he came to King in 1950 looking to update his sound for the R&B market. Tiny nailed a handful of hits up to 1953, but his most renowned recording and greatest gift to rock and roll was not a hit. But the first of many covers 5 years later by the Rock and Roll Trio was startling.
I called a train, I met a dame.
Recorded in 1951, Train Kept a Rollin'.
Whoa, bot today.
Oh, what a girl.
Oh, bot today.
Oh, what a girl.
Boudow.
Boudow.
Boudet.
Boudet.
A bot today.
Oh, what a girl.
I hopped the train, I met a real dame. She was a hipster and a gone dame. She was pretty from New York City. And she trucked on down the old fair lane with a heave and ho. And I just couldn't let her go. So get along, sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way with a heave and a hoe. a fine jack, I couldn't let her go. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way with a heave and a hoe. And I sure couldn't let her go. Yeah, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Oh, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Woo! Train kept rolling
all night long.
Yeah, yeah, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Woo! Train kept rolling
all night long.
And I still wouldn't let her go.
Sax ace Benjamin Bull Moose Jackson had King's first R&B hit in 1946 on the short-lived subsidiary label Queen.
We had carried over from the Queen label one good artist, Moose Jackson.
But hitless since 1949, Moose recognized the success of double and ton tunes and recorded his own. It, too, was not a hit, but would become his most renowned recording and greatest gift to 70s rock. As 45s and LPs were making their way in the world, the shellac-based 10-inch diameter 78 RPM record was still king. But you decide if that's what Moose was talking about. Big 10-inch.
We should blow about four or five chords and let them get in the groove and then go on into the introduction. I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm cool.
Master 9178, cut 9.
Call Lucky
Eddie.
6-9. Got me the strangest woman. Believe me, this chick's no cinch. But I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Tease her, I gave her a little pinch, but she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a lover's clinch, and when she gets all excited, she begs for my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves that big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Don't go for smoking, and liquor just makes her flinch. See, she just goes for nothing except my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
Cecil Big J. McNeely was the foremost honker of the 40s and 50s. What's a honker? Starting with Illinois Jackett's 1944 one-note sax workout in Flying Home. Honkers strayed from the melodious sounds of the sax and went for high-pitched squeals, low-register honks, and acrobatic displays of showmanship. Allow Big J to demonstrate with 1953's quasi-instrumental, Nervous Man Nervous.
Contact the rhythm section.
Roger.
Drop torpedo, blimp.
Dig that cat. He's
nervous.
Nervous man, nervous. Nervous man, nervous.
Ballard and the Midnighters' 1954 Work With Me, Annie, in Sexy Ways.
Work with me, Annie. Work with me, Annie.
I just love your sexy ways.
Were some of King's last risque hits, and for 4 years, Ballard's last hits. But by 1959, Ballard would reemerge on the charts in the rock era and help carry King into the 60s. Ballard's original The Twist was a minor hit, but another Ballard original did not chart and was popularized in the 80s by guitar virtuoso Stevie Ray Vaughan. 1959's Look at Little Sister.
Hey, 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 mama, look at little sis out in the backyard shaking like this, hey.
His 5 foot 4 inch stature earned him the name Little Willie John, but his proto-soul voice was as big as the church from which it came. He was also known to be a big headache to deal with, and his big troubles followed him to prison, where he died in 1968. But that aside, John had several King-size hits sprinkled throughout the 50s, his biggest hit being The Eternal Fever.
You never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
And even the Beatles picked up his Leave My Kitten Alone. But the Little Willie tune with the greatest vibration was 1959's non-hit, I'm Shaken.
When you touch my hand and talk sweet talk, I got a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk. I'm trembling and I'm shaking. Romance, my heart stops though, and the stink bodies dance, and I'm patting and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I wanna hug it with all of my might, and I'm sweating and I'm shaking. A chill and a fever, so I've been told, makes your head spin around and your feet run cold. I got fever and I'm shaking. Feel
I can't move around and I can't stand still. I'm so jittery and I'm shaking. Samson was a mighty good man, strong as in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looks like he took me to see old way. So I'm nervous and I'm shaking. Well, the sun rocks a ship on the sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I like a neighbor's wreck, I'm all shook up, and that's what you are doing to me. Cause I'm jumping and I'm shaking and I'm jumping and I'm shaking.
Thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh, Henry Glover, and Ralph Bass. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com.
The impossible we can do right now. The absolutely impossible takes us a day longer.
With the transition from R&B to rock by the late 50s, King's domination of the charts began to wane. Although Hank Ballard made the transition and King even signed real blues royalty Freddie King, there was one artist at King that would keep the label afloat through until Sid Nathan's death in 1968, the godfather, James Brown. Beginning in 1956, his work for King was unmatched, and his relationship with Sid, in his own words, was like that of a headstrong son and stern father. Brown recycled a minor hit by former King artist The Five Royals in 1960 and used Nat Kendrick's insistent drumming to power it up the charts. Think.
That I spent for you. Think about the good things that I've done for you. Think about the bad things I tried not to do. Come on, sugar, and think, yeah, think about the good things. That's what I thought. Come on, shoot.